Now, what we're going to come up with here in this next piece from the interview that I did with Don is his explaining from his uncle why there was so much aggression, and yet his uncle did not agree with the policy. Let's hear now, Don.
Here we go.
According to Truman, he didn't trust him.
Do you know why?
No, it wasn't written. Truman just said to keep him under confinement and not to let a word leak out. And it was for private eyes only, if I remember the letterhead right.
Did your uncle try to explain to you anything that he understood about why Truman would not trust them?
No, he never did say that, but he had complete trust in him.
Your uncle trusted the Ebbins?
Yep. He said he didn't feel any fear around them.
So your uncle had been face to face with them?
Yes.
Did he have telepathic communication?
Like a trance state he fell into when he was standing next to him, and that it was just like a thought pattern. He could tell what they were thinking, and they read everything he was thinking, yet it sounded like they were talking back and forth.
But it was inside of his head?
Right.
And did he hear his own thought voice, or did they have a distinctly different quality of sound inside of his head?
He said they had a higher pitch than we do, mm-hmm. but it was completely audible, and he could understand every word they were saying.
Did he ever say that I asked them telepathically, why are you here, and hear from them directly?
That they were just basically here to shed peace upon the world and to teach us how to live in peace and to explain some of the medications that would cure 90% of the disease in the 50s.
Medications?
Right.
His closest contact with the Ebbins was in 47?
48.
In 48, after the crash.
Right.
And where was that?
Greenland. Area 51, Groom Lake.
And that's where he was in contact with, was it one or more Ebbins?
There was two there that he was in contact with.
And were they working with our government?
Yep.
And were they working on technology or?
The way he put it, it was a sealed room with a ball floating in midair suspended by nothing.
What were they doing?
What he witnessed was, like, how can I put it, one room within a room?
Mm-hmm.
Like there'd be a cubicle inside of a larger room. There was a metal sphere, what he described, that was just literally being moved side to side, up and down, with nothing holding it.
Okay, now, was the metal sphere inside of a glass room?
Yeah, it was glass, plastic.
And then there was another room. Where were the people watching this?
In the exterior room. It would be like taking a cake and putting a small cake pan over top of it, a clear one, and then taking a larger one and putting it over top of the smaller one, like a confinement area.
Mm-hmm. And your uncle was in that outer room?
Right.
And where were the two Ebbins that he was working with?
One was sitting next to him, the other one was sitting next to some high-ranking bird colonel.
What were the Ebbins trying to demonstrate for your uncle and the bird colonel?
Defying gravity.
Were they doing it with their mind or something else?
Just with their mind. There was nothing else in there.
Okay, so the Ebbins were trying to show that they could lift these metal spheres with their mind.
Right. And according to what my uncle said, they weighed anywhere from 100 to 200 pounds. So it was nothing like, it was like for them lifting a piece of paper.
Did your uncle understand why the Ebbins were demonstrating that for our government and military?
Well, from what he theorized and what he could pick up, they were showing him the power of mind versus matter. So I don't know if the craft flies like that or what.
Yeah, did he say anything about them having hand-imprinted panels and a band around their heads that they used to fly the craft with their mind?
There was a hand-imprinted panel on two sides of the craft, one in the back and one in the front.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that was for a pilot and a co-pilot, but he never mentioned nothing about a band.
About what?
About a band around their head.
But from your discussion with him and his explaining doing this work at Area 51, you understood that these beings probably flew the craft with their minds?
Mm-hmm. little impression he gave me, yeah.
And that those hand-imprinted panels had something to do with being able to control the craft with their mind.
Right. And like, horizontal, vertically, could have something to do with speed. I have no idea what they're powered by, and neither did he. So we're assuming it's all mind over matter.
Well, why would they have come from another galaxy all the way to here?
Nuclear bomb explosion in, what, 1941?
We exploded the first atomic device at Trinity Site at White Sands in July of 1945.
Okay. That's the only thing he would say. It had something to do with the first bomb we blew off. We were getting too powerful for our little tiny planet. It would be like a Star Trek film where a parent body would be watching over its child.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way he kind of described it.
So did he ever suggest that human beings might have been made by these Ebens?
He thought about it, but he couldn't prove it.
Well, when you say he thought about it, what did he say to you specifically?
Specifically? He says we're all probably from outer space and don't know it.
That we humans are.
Yeah.
And that there might be a relationship between what he called the Ebens and I've heard Ebens, the ones that were in the crashes at Roswell, and humanity.
Right.
Why, if they are so advanced, if they can control craft with their mind, if they can mentally lift up heavy metallic balls inside of a glass room at Area 51, why would their craft have ever crashed in New Mexico or anywhere else on the planet?
Up to his dying day, he couldn't even figure out why there was such a tight lid on it. But he didn't make one comment that didn't make any sense. He says, the government will never know, and some of them are actually ours. And I have no idea what that means. Somebody was watching him till the day he died. But he didn't say if it was intel or just somebody, the president assigned to watch over him, or the Navy assigned to watch over him, or who assigned to watch over him. Because he didn't know.
Why then do you think that he pulled out that old briefcase with the files of the photographs from Roswell, the top secret documents, one even labeled magic? Why did he do that?
Just to get rid of it. Because he said that was his orders to destroy anything if he ever thought he was going to die. And he found out he was going to die within 2 years.
And he decided to show you all?
Yep, because we kept bugging him.
And then he burned it.
Yep, and that was the end of it.
But why would he have been allowed to keep all of this material in a briefcase in the first place?
That I don't know.